Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We got a whole bunch to get into tonight, including this weekend. And look, we've been excited. We were all excited this time last week for sports to come back. We know the Phillies came back for 3 days, and not great after that. A little hiatus, unfortunate hiatus. But here's what we do know. Other sports are coming back. It started last night in the NBA bubble with the Clippers and the Lakers. Really good game last night. It will continue today with the NBA games that are going on. Tomorrow night, we get the Sixers. Sunday, we get the Flyers. Different bubbles, different places, but bubbles nonetheless. So sports are back. Sports are back right now. Baseball with the Phillies on a hiatus. Baseball teetering on whether or not they're going to be able to get through all this, and they're worried they're not going to. But baseball right now is back. Most teams are playing. Unfortunately, we know six teams are not going to play tonight. But baseball is back. Baseball's trying to work its way through all this. The NBA returned last night. They seem to be doing great in their bubble. The NHL's in their bubble. They seem to be doing A-OK. And we know football is beginning their journey to try to start a season, training camp, socially distanced training camp, and probably no preseason at all. I mean, they're getting set to try to put on a season in the midst of a pandemic. And every time we talk about any of these games or teams or seasons, you know, specifically baseball, they're changing all these rules. Right now you have these, the seven-inning doubleheaders, which are just going to make purists lose their mind. I was watching a game last night, actually, a game that we have to talk about later because our old buddy and my guy, Gabe Kapler, screwed up a rule last night in extra innings out in San Francisco. But, you know, you watch the runners on second base to start extra innings. So the game itself has changed in baseball as they try to figure out how to get through a season during a pandemic. 60-game season. Some teams might not actually play 60 games. Actually, it's probably likely most teams don't play 60 games now. So you have a shortened season, new rules, not playing a normal schedule. Everything is different. In pro football, who knows how different it's going to be. They're in the same boat baseball was about maybe a month ago, trying to figure out how to stage this season. Basketball, we know there is zero home court advantage. They're in a bubble. There are no fans at any of these games. Hockey is the same thing as basketball. That home ice advantage, that crowd, everything about being in the playoffs and hockey, that atmosphere, that's gone now. There's none of that. And yet these teams move on and they go on. And here is the dilemma that we're all going to face as sports fans over the next 6 months or so. And I hope it's that. I hope it's not longer that sports have to be like this and really the world has to be like this. I think we're all hoping for a solution to the significant problem that the world is facing right now. But for at least probably the next 5 or 6 months, any sports we watch, from baseball trying to get through this to basketball and hockey in their bubbles right now to pro football and the NFL trying to do a full season coming up starting in September, all of them, we're going to be faced with this dilemma in our heads on whether or not what we're watching is real and whether or not what we're watching actually counts and matters. And here is my contention. I know this is screwed up, and I know this is not like normal. I know that nothing about this baseball season resembles a normal baseball season. I know there's nothing about the bubble basketball game I'm watching right now that is actually like an NBA game in terms of the atmosphere. The crowd in the NBA brings an atmosphere to the home court that it doesn't exist anymore. The same thing will happen during the hockey postseason and when the Flyers start playing on Sunday. And the NFL, I mean, I have no idea if they could pull this off, if they'll get through it, how many players they're going to need, what NFL games, what out crowds are going to be like. It feels impossible. But yet that's where we are. And my contention is, even though this is different, even though this feels weird. These seasons count. This is as real as we want to make it to be. And I believe that when we look back at the end of the basketball season, and we look back at the end of the baseball season, we look back at the end of the hockey season and football, I don't think we're going to have a sense that, oh, that was, we don't have to count that. Let's just pretend that didn't happen. I don't think so. I believe, actually, that these are going to end up being the most memorable seasons of our lives. And I'm not saying in a good way. I mean, just because something's memorable doesn't mean it's a good thing. This is not like the coolest season of our lives or the best season, you know, depending on if one of these teams win, maybe we'll have a different feeling. But primarily, this is not going to be remembered as the greatest Philly season ever or the greatest Sixers season ever or the greatest Eagles season ever or the greatest Flyers season ever. But it's going to end up as the most memorable for all of them. We're never going to think about if I said to you right now, out of the 2003 Sixers, you'd probably have to rack your brain, look something up about the team. Maybe I show you a highlight, it'll jog your memory about it, you know, whatever. Same thing with any team, other than title teams. You know, teams that have gone down Broad Street here in Philadelphia and won a championship. Other than those teams, most often, if I bring up a specific year, a game, you probably have to rack your minds like, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that. Yeah, oh, yeah. Not now. This is all so different. This is all so unique. We're never going to forget this. So I believe this is the most memorable sporting time we're ever going to have. We had 4.5 months without sports, and now we're watching them all try to come back through a pandemic. Two major sports in a bubble, and two trying to do it without a bubble. Obviously, baseball right now, not having a great week trying to do that. And it's my contention that all of this counts. And it is actually harder for these teams, and more of a challenge for these teams, to win their respective championships, to be good teams, to be championship-level teams than in any other year. You not only have to overcome the circumstances, you have to overcome the mental burden of all of this, you have to overcome the physical burden of all of this, and you have to overcome the change of the game. So I'm not just going to throw away sports in 2020 and say, this doesn't count. If the Phillies have a bad year, it doesn't count. If they have a good year, oh, well, they won the division in the pandemic year. No, this counts. And I'm going to judge players, I'm going to judge teams, I'm going to judge coaches on the job they do within this vacuum. This is another year. It's the most unique year, but this counts. 215-592-9494. And here's a big part of the reason why I believe it counts. You know, this isn't like when one team or one player has an advantage. You know, you go back in time, you think about different athletes or teams, where a team cheated, or like the Astros a couple years ago, or a player cheated, right? Everyone just wants to discount everything Barry Bonds did because it's, you know, pretty well known he was using performance-enhancing drugs. That's not this. Every team is on the same level playing field. And if you end up on a different playing field, it's not because of the league. It's not because of it's not the system is bringing you down in terms of the sport. It's your team didn't take the precaution, or you had an injury or whatnot. But all of these teams are on the same. They enter the arena. They enter these seasons on the same level playing field. We're all going to try to play 60 games. We're all going to have 30-man rosters. We're all going to play 7-inning doubleheaders. We're all going to have runner on second base to start extra innings. Like, they're all playing the same game. So in the context of 2020, whoever wins the World Series, they're a champion. Just like last year, they all played 162. They didn't have a runner on second base. They didn't play 7-inning doubleheaders. They had 5 teams make the playoffs, not 8. The team that won last year won by the rules of last year. Just like whoever wins at all these sports this year will win by the rules of this year. 215-592-9494. And I believe wholeheartedly both sides of the point I'm making. If one of these 4 teams here in Philadelphia, hopefully all of them, but if one of these 4 teams wins a championship, I am not going to sit back and say that didn't count. Ah, whatever. I'm not going to be excited. Sixers got hot and won? No, it was in a bubble. You know, we didn't get to watch it in Philadelphia. Doesn't count. No, no way. I'm going to be excited. If the Flyers go into the bubble in Canada and hoist a trophy and win a cup, I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be into it. I'm not going to sit back and say, this is not real. We can't be there. It's not at the Wells Fargo Center. No, it counts. If the Phillies go out, and based on what we saw last week with that bullpen, I'd be surprised. But the Phillies go out and win the NL East and get in the playoffs and upset the Dodgers and go to the World Series. I'm not going to sit back in November and say, yeah, that wasn't real, though. Are they actually even a decent team? No, they did it. They won the pennant. And if the Eagles stage a full season, in the midst of a pandemic, and Carson Wentz plays a great season, Carson Wentz plays an MVP caliber season, I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, I mean, yeah, but that didn't count. That was in it. That was a pandemic year. That was 2020. No, it counts. The games are going on. They blow the whistle. The umpire says play ball. These are real games, and the opposite applies as well. I'm not going to sit here and excuse poor performance or bad years or bad coaching jobs because it's just 2020. No, I'm going to react like I react to everything else. I mean, I think we're all smart enough to realize the context of all this. This is different. But all these teams have to deal with the same exact thing. Number one, you have to be smart. Number two, you have to keep yourself and your team as healthy as possible. Do the right things. Obviously, don't do what the Marlins did and jeopardize their entire sport. You have to do the right things. Act the right way, keep social distance, wear their masks. Like, they have to do the right things for protocol to even have a season. 215-592-9494. As all the sports now are back, everything is up and running. The NFL training camp, they're coming in and getting ready. Baseball, although six teams aren't playing tonight, and we haven't seen the Phillies since Sunday, baseball continues to go and move along. Basketball returned last night, and we'll see the Sixers tomorrow night. And we know the Flyers will play on Sunday against the Bruins. All four sports now in some realm are back in either action or revving up to action. And it's my contention that whatever happens this season counts. I'm not going to say, whatever, this was the pandemic year. No, whoever wins the NBA title in that bubble, they're champions. If Kawhi Leonard wins, he's got three titles with three teams. He's an upper-level all-time great. If LeBron wins another one, it inches him closer to the top spot. And obviously solidifies him number two without a shadow of a doubt. If the Phillies have a big year and win, they're champions. 215-592-9494. Do you believe what we're watching, sports are real, are legitimate? Are you going to count 2020 in sports as you would for other years? 215-592-9494. Tucker, what do you think? Is this legitimate?
Of course it is. And this isn't the first time that we've dealt with issues like this, not so much the pandemic, but sports not being what we think they are, right? We've dealt with strikes. Does Aaron Rodgers' championship not count because it was a strike year and they didn't have training camp?
Counts.
Does LeBron James's first championship not count because it was a strike-shortened year?
Counts.
Does Tim Duncan's first championship not count because it was a strike year?
Counts.
What about wars? Do you think the Tigers and the Cardinals don't count their world championships from the mid-40s because it happened during World War II?
It counts.
And players were drafted? I mean, things happen a lot. The world tends to interfere with sports fairly regularly. And obviously strikes and things like that are of their own creation. But things happen a lot. And to act like it doesn't count because it was delayed a couple months, everything, like you said, everything is still on a level playing field. It's not like the Orlando Magic get to play home games and the other 29 teams in the NBA all have to go play on a boat in the middle of nowhere. It counts. The spirit of the competition remains the same. And even though baseball is trying to undo that by making seven-inning doubleheaders and throwing in every sort of Mickey Mouse rule that you've seen from AAU tournaments and middle school baseball, it still counts. Everyone's still playing on the same
That's
playing
right.
field. They're still playing the same sport that they would if things in the world were as normal as we wish they would be. Of course it counts.
And I have to be fair to myself as a sports fan, and I'm asking you your opinion on this tonight. 215-592-9494. I am not going to sit here and pretend one side is fair and one side is not, and that's what I mean. Like, let's say the Eagles go out and win the Super Bowl this year in a pandemic season where maybe Roger Goodell has to cancel a third of the games, right? They play 12 or 11 NFL games this year, and the Eagles end up winning the Super Bowl. Carson Wentz is a Super Bowl champion in that, if that's the case. And I can't take that away from him, and no one should take that away from him because he would hoist the Lombardi Trophy. The same applies the opposite way. If the Eagles go 7-9 this year and don't play well, I'm not going to sit here in January and say, well, there were no fans. This didn't count. There was a pandemic. You know, X, Y, and Z got sick and they missed three games. No, this is the reality of 2020 in sports. We have to either recognize it and just get on board with it. Otherwise, we're going to drive ourselves crazy over, oh, no, they only played this many games. Oh, no, they lost that player. These leagues are trying to play. They've decided to play. We're going to watch because we love sports. We're going to talk about it because we love talking about sports. And I have decided tonight that I am going full bore, full forward on this one where I believe all of this counts. Every year is different than other years. And Tucker mentioned a bunch of interesting points there about strikes and wars and all that. I'll throw this one in. And actually, I heard DeCamera the other morning. I was in the car, and he mentioned this, and I had forgotten about it. So one of Joe Gibbs' Super Bowls came in a year where there were replacement players. Like, when Joe Gibbs' name comes up in the conversation of great coaches, you count that Super Bowl for him, even though replacement players played some of the year. Now, this isn't a strike. This is a pandemic, and this is something that we don't even fully have a grasp on yet, which is scary in itself, but that's the truth. It's a pandemic. Okay, so whoever wins this year, like, you know, Bill Belichick wins another one. That counts. Someone wins their first ring, that counts. If the Eagles win, Doug Peterson has two rings. One day when Doug Peterson is up for, you know, Hall of Fame voting with two rings, I don't think you're going to have people stand up in the voting and say, well, yeah, but he won one of those rings. Was that 2020? There was a pandemic. That doesn't count. That's like a half a ring. No, it counts. 215-592-9494. Does 2020 count across sports? All four sports are either running right now, up and running, or trying to get going with the NFL. Are you going to count the results? Coaching performances, player performances, champions. Is it going to count for you? 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Dan, who is in New Jersey. He is up on WIP. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Dan. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. I mean, of course, it definitely counts. But this is bizarro world, hands down. This is something we'll probably, hopefully, never see again in our entire lives. But here's what's the crazy part. What about the betting? I mean, how do you set lines now where you have no clue on who's going to be bumped because of COVID? I mean, that can how quick can that happen? I think it's going to drive the bookies absolutely haywire.
Dan, I think you're right. And for people who you know, bet a lot and are good at this, I mean, if you could figure out early what the trend means, people are probably going to make a lot of money doing it. Dan, I don't know. I mean, we've been conditioned for so long. Let's just use the NFL to say, you know, the home team, you just give them
right.
3 points.
3 points, right.
And how much of that is because of travel and mm-hmm. familiarity and a plane ride, and how much is it because – of us, right? Us in the crowd cheering. I don't know. I mean, I think we're going to probably find out a lot about that. You know, I think the NFL will be a big part of it. And also, Dan, these NBA playoffs, because the NBA playoffs, I always feel like home court in a game seven matters, but there is no home court now.
No. I mean, the dynamics have completely changed. There is no home court. It's an equal playing field. I got to say that. But what happens when you win? How about if the Eagles win the Super Bowl again or Phillies win the World Series? What are we having? No parade. That's the big part about this. It's a celebration. What do?
You can't have it. I mean, I think,
nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, there's no way to fit you know, a million people socially distanced.
No.
You can't do it.
Not one bit. So that kind of takes the air out of the balloon a little bit, too.
Well, it would, yeah. And, Dan, it's a good call, and I appreciate it. It would. I mean, there's no question. If one of the teams here won, you know, if the Flyers have the best chance to win, just based on how they were playing this season before it got shut down, of all four teams, the Flyers have the best chance to win a championship right now, you know, in their respective sport. If they won and we had a champion here, we couldn't have a parade, it would feel bizarre. I mean, bizarre is a great word for it, but it still would count. That title would count. The ring would count. The championship would count. I believe sports in 2020, as wacky as they are going to be and as different as they are going to be, they're legitimate. As long as they play a full season, and what I mean by that is they get to the championship level. I have lost my appetite to scream and yell about, you know, what if they only play 51 games for a baseball team versus 60 because, you know, COVID knocked out the Phillies for a week and the Marlins for a week. I have no zest to yell about that. It is what it is. But if they play the regular season, they play it out, they name playoff teams, you know, probably by winning percentage, and they go into the playoffs and they complete the playoffs and there is a champion crown, someone holds up a trophy, I count the season. All this matters. All of it is real. If we get to October 11th or whatever the date the NBA Finals are supposed to end in the bubble, and LeBron James is holding up the Larry O'Brien trophy for the fourth time, and he's got his fourth ring, that counts as part of his legacy. I'm not going to put an asterisk or you know, something next to it and say, well, that was 2020. No, 2020 sports count. They are different than we've ever seen. They are bizarre. It's a great word for it. And it's going to be memorable, really, in a way we've never thought of anything. You know, we will remember, like, I'll never forget last night watching NBA games in a bubble. I'll never forget watching opening night of Major League Baseball last Thursday and Friday in front of zero fans. Like, this is stuff that will be etched in our mind forever. This year counts. 215-592-9494. Sports in 2020. All four sports are now at least back. They're in the facility, if not playing real games, regular season, postseason to come soon, the NFL getting going. Does it count for you? Is this real? Is this legitimate? Is sports in 2020 legitimate? Or do you look at it and say, no. No home field, bubbles, COVID. This is all just, as the phrase Tucker used a few minutes ago, Mickey Mouse. 215-592-9494. We'll come back, your phone calls. And today, usually in sports, is one of the most fun days of the year. It hasn't been today, but we're going to have some fun and kind of do it ourselves. I'll explain on the other side on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.